أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين يلحدون في آياتنا لا يخفون علينا. فمن يلقى في النار خير أم من يأتي آمنا يوم القيامة اعملوا ما شئتم إنه بما تعملون بصير. In the previous ayats, we read of the great virtues of inviting towards Allah Ta'ala and the great rewards of it and what the results of it will be in the Akhirah. Yeah, Allah warns of a opposite thing, those people who distort deen and spoil deen. One is a person does not believe, that person is a kafir. One is a person believes, but he does not practice, he breaks the laws of Allah. He's a fasiq, he's a fajir. And one is a person which unfortunately, which is becoming very common in our time, that he believes and he accepts the ayats of the Quran, but he gives different interpretations and meanings to it. That is called ilhad. That is a very severe and very grievous sin, and which is very common in our time. The deen is that which came from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the tafsir Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam gave us what he understood and what he explained to us. And in turn the Sahaba Ikiram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and that in an unbroken chain has come to us through the ulama of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. That is the correct understanding of deen. And today people who are studying in Western universities, Islamic subjects, or in Western countries, or in Muslim countries, but universities of the West, and today after 1400 years, they claim they have understood deen. And they are giving their interpretations. They're using the same ayats, but giving their own interpretations. This is very logical that this cannot be correct. Like, for example, Medina University, which is in Medina Sharif, and it is a Salafi university, and they are giving interpretations of Quran Sharif, which never in previously 1400 years there was that interpretation. So that is totally rejected, and that is called ilhad fi deen. That a person, for example, there are many people who don't believe that Jannat and Jahannam is a reality. They just believe that it is a metaphorical, like in a dream a person sees that. And that azab will also just happen, like in a dream, like a person has a nightmare, or some enjoyment that he gets in his dream. It isn't a reality. So these are all totally wrong. With regard to Allah Ta'ala, the Zaat and the being of Allah, they believe Allah in A'udhu Billah is like a human being like us, sitting on the throne, etc. So these are all wrong beliefs and which are wrong interpretations that Allah discusses in this ayat. Inna alladhina yulhiduna fi ayatina. Jo log tere chalte hai hamare baaton mein, those people who are walking crooked in our talks, that is, they are taking out crooked meanings, different meanings, as though what Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam na'uzu billah could not understand, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum could not understand, 1400 years the ulama of Islam could not understand, today they have got the proper understanding. Clearly that is not the deen from Allah Ta'ala, that is their own what things that they have made up. Also tafsir of the Quran Sharif has to be in correspondence with what the ulama and what the ummah has understood till today. Any new type of tafsir which is different to that is totally rejected. So those people who take out these different meanings, Allah says la yakhfawna alayna, humse chupe hue nahi, they are not hidden from us, we are fully aware of what they are doing. Afa may yulqa fin nar khayran am may yati amina yawm al qiyamah, bhala ek jo bharta hai aag mein wo behtar hai ya ek jo aayega aman se din qiyamah ke. Think for yourself what the result of these two types of people will be. One who will be thrown in the fire of Jahannam, and the other one who comes peaceful and will be in peaceful conditions on the day of Qiyamah. Can the two ever be equal? One who is thrown in the fire of Jahannam, one who is in great peace and is in the pleasure of Allah and is going to Jannat. اعملوا ما شئتم. Ki jao jo chaho. When the fact has been made clear, Allah says, now it's up to you. Whatever you want to do, you invite towards the true Islam and get the great rewards of that, or you do what is called become a zindiq, a person who changes the meanings of deen. Do you want to follow that way? Innahu bima ta'amaloon basir. Beshak jo tum karte ho, wo dekhta hai. Allah is fully aware of you. What you are doing, and you are trying to fool the people using the Quran, and today not only that it is done by individuals, but America has made their own Quran, which they distributed in Kuwait, in which they took out many ayats of the Quran, etc. also. And then, of course, all the Orientalists and all the other other false followers and who are professors at universities and who are giving totally wrong interpretations of the Quran, Allah says Allah is fully aware of all this. The true Quran in word and meaning, Allah will always protect, and there will be always ulama who will propagate the true meaning. And these people who are doing the giving wrong interpretations of the Quran, they are doing to their own detriment and their own destruction. Inna alladhina kafaru bi dhikri lamma ja'ahum. Jo log munkir hue nasihat se jab aaye unke paas. Those people who disbelieved in these advices of Allah Ta'ala when it came to them. Wa innahu lakitabun aziz. Or wo kitab hai nadir. And this is a kitab very great and very honorable. Allah has revealed it. Allah will protect it. It is protected in the hearts of so many huffaz, millions of huffaz throughout the world. It is protected in the hearts of the ulama throughout the world, and nobody will be able to change it. Whoever tries is doing is only cutting his own legs, chopping his own legs, and doing it to his own destruction. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. اس پر جھوٹ کا دخل نہیں آگے سے اور نہ پیچھے سے. No falsehood and wrong things can come in this Quran, neither from in front or neither from the back. In other words, it is totally protected from all sides, and nobody will be able to distort the meanings, which will be accepted by the masses. That will never happen. Allah will always protect this Quran Sharif. Tanzeelum min hakeemin hameed. Utari hui hai hikmat wale se sab ta'reef wale ki. It has been revealed by him who is most wise and who has all the qualities of praise. So a kitab which Allah has revealed and Allah has declared he is going to protect it, nobody will be able to distort the meanings of the Quran. مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا مَا قَدْ قِيلَ لِلْرُسُلِ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. تجھے وہی کہتے ہیں جو کہہ چکے ہیں سب رسولوں سے تجھ سے پہلے. And what they are telling you, نعوذ باللہ, that you're a madman, that you're a jadugar, etc., that you're a poet, all these false things the people were ascribing to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah consoles Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and says, this is nothing new. This was said to the Rasuls of before also. Today also, the onslaught in Islam is nothing new. Over the history of Islam, what did not happen? The invasion of the Tatars, etc. How many things had happened, but Islam survived through all these days when the Tatars also were determined to annihilate Islam. And they killed Muslims left, right and center. Then they were now satisfied, no Muslims were left. Then Allah made them Muslims. And they became the champions of Islam then. And they promoted and propagated Islam everywhere. So Islam, if we don't play our part, Allah will relinquish us. Allah will remove us. But the true Allah will keep Islam alive at all times, whether it's at the hands of the followers of Islam or even at the hands of the enemies of Islam. But Allah will keep Islam alive all the time. Inna rabbaka ladhu maghfiratun wa dhu iqabin aleem. Tere rab ke yahan muafi bhi hai aur saza bhi hai darnak. Remember by your Allah, there is great forgiveness also, and a severe punishment also. A very painful punishment there is also by Allah Ta'ala. A person who turns to Allah, no matter what gunas he might have committed, the worst of gunas, but he makes sincere tawbah, Allah will always be there to forgive him. He just have to turn sincerely before he is in the throes of death, or before Qiyamah appears, the clear signs of Qiyamah, and Allah will forgive him. And on the other hand, a person who goes against the commands of Allah, Allah Ta'ala will punish that person, and his punishment is very painful, and that person is doomed after that. So in this ayat, Allah has warned us particularly of this terrible sin of ilhad, which is very, very common and becoming more and more common, where people are giving new interpretations of the commands of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, and they are trying to distort and change deen. Allah says they won't be successful. All they are doing is destroying themselves. Also from these ayat we learn a person should be sincere, not put up a false front and shows the show that is very pious or that is very keen to help people, but at the back he stabs them in the back. And he tries and harm them from the back. From in front he shows, I'm a very good friend. But from the back he wants to destroy them. Allah is watching. And Allah knows all these things of all such people.